Thank you so much, Madam Dougherty. Exactly, I can say that we as a group of independent experts, we fully share your experience, I can say your bitter experience. I would like to recall here that in our conclusions from last meeting of the group, we strongly pointed out such a need to mobilize political will. It was really clearly pointed out, I quoted now, that the group of independent eminent experts expressed concerns at the lack of political will and dedicated resources at the national, regional and international levels to effectively implement the Durban Declarations and Program of Action over 20 years after its adoption. It was our very clear sign. And we also called on all stakeholders, including members and member observer states, UN funds, bodies, agencies, and other institutions to seize the opportunity offered by the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Summit for the Future to highlight the contribution of the fight against racism to the international human rights system and promote the importance of combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance as integral to upholding the Universal Declaration and the principle of the UN Charter. So for that reason, we also had yesterday a special session devoted to the anniversary of the Universal Declaration. But today also we can discuss further the issue how we can mobilize the political will. So thank you very much for your presentation, and I hope that in the future, during the session in the future, you also will have opportunity to say to answer some questions, if there will be such a question. So now I would like to open the floor and ask the participants in this session to make comments, to express, ideas, how we can fight. I don't see where the China. Yes, okay. So I ask, because exactly our cover, I ask first on this is representative of China. Please, I give you floor.